Welcome to Seriously Mini, Episode 1, the first ever mini-cast brought to you by the Seriously Podcasters, the youngest podcasters ever!
Well, unless they were some, like, four-year-olds.
Well, you I know, don't think four-year-olds are podcasting.
I finally got the introduction, because it took me, like, three tries to get it, but I did it!
Woo! Anyway.
So, I'm Divya, she's Vanessa, and she's Jasmine, our special guest.
Hey!
Bringing you the first ever Seriously Potter minicast, also known as
Seriously Mini. Oh yeah!
That was like
that wasn't even that wasn't even rehearsed.
We didn't even plan that. We just did it. That's how in sync we are.
Yeah. Okay. There's a few reasons for this podcast. First, we'd like
minicast.
First, we'd like to apologize
to any Twilight fans. We might have offended with our last podcast.
With our slight Twilight bashing, we won't have Elliot on for Twilight episodes anymore. We're sorry.
We just won't mention Twilight in front of him.
Was it really, really bad?
It was bad. So we're sorry.
It was just kind of rude. We are sorry.
Yeah, so if we offended any of you, please don't hate us.
Was he just bashing out like, oh, it's a completely awful... No.
He did his impression of Twilight. Yeah.
Oh, that would seriously offend them.
Okay, so I'd just like to say sorry about... Well, not sorry. We were just stating our opinions on the series as a whole. I mean, I've read the series, all four books, and I sort of liked them, but I just didn't like them as much as Harry Potter. And I'm sorry, but that was just my opinion about anything I said on episode 3.
Yeah, it was just our opinion, so we're really sorry we won't go that deep into Twilight bashing land.
We're new at this.
Yeah, and to make up for our Twilight bashing, this mini-cast, we are going to discuss the trailer.
The final trailer.
Which was... I don't know.
Yeah, it was interesting. Let's leave it at
Very
that.
Very interesting.
No, stop leaving it at that. We've recorded for 2 minutes.
Let's discuss it. So I just like to say that me and Vanessa have read the whole series of Twilight, as I mentioned before. But Jasmine is a newbie at the whole
thing. I'm a newbie.
Who hasn't read any of the books?
That word reminds me of Bumblebee.
I know.
I'm a Bumblebee.
Yes, you're our Bumblebee,
Jasmine.
Oh, Bumblebee.
Okay, so Jasmine has never read any of the Twilight books.
I've heard about them, like how Edward is supposed to be really hot
and how Natalka obsessed about
and
them.
And how Natalka obsesses about them and everything like that. And I've just heard they're really good, but I don't think that they're as good as Harry Potter. I mean, I guess I'd have to read them, but that's just an outsider's point
of view. You are a fad follower, Jasmine. Stay away from the fad.
Okay. So we have Jasmine on here today so we can get an outsider's point of view on the Twilight trailer. Because, you know, the people who haven't seen it, we want to know what they think. Who haven't read Twilight. So, I'd just like to say before we start, I like Emmett. The guy who plays him is so awesome. Freaking awesome. I love that guy.
I don't know. I think he's cool, but he didn't really fit my vision of Emmett. I think he's good. I've seen, like, his acting as Emmett. I think he's good. It's just, like, when I imagined Emmett, I imagined him looking more like Edward.
Who's Emmett?
Emmett's Edward's
you
brother.
You know, when
oh,
I...
Oh, is he the creepy guy? The one that comes and tries to kill Bella?
No.
I just like to bring up something. When I first read Twilight, whenever I pictured Edward in my head, he always had, like, this emo-ish, gothish look.
Yeah.
I don't know actually really hot.
Edward's just, like, totally emo. He's the least recipe cook.
But then, when I saw the trailer and all that, it turned into Robert Pattinson. That's how my image is of him now.
Like, Jordan, if she were here, she would, like, slap us and strangle us and then argue that, well, he's not, like, hot enough to be Edward, but I think he does it pretty well.
I think so, too.
Freaking awesome Cedric Diggory.
I don't even know about Edward, basically, like, his character. I know, like I said, I know that he's supposed to be really hot and muscular and buff, but I think he, from what I know, for outsiders like me, I think he'd probably do a very good job representing Edward.
And I have to compliment Robert Pattinson. He does the most amazing job covering up his accent.
I know.
It's very good. You think he's totally American. And when I
unless you've seen Harry yeah. Potter and
well,
the Goblet
when Club. I first saw the or Twilight I trailer, I was like, oh my god, he was totally faking his accent for Harry Potter. But no, I've heard interviews and he's not. And
wait, what is he actually? Is like British or something?
Yeah. He's British actually.
Oh my gosh, so how does he talk? Does he talk like this?
No, he talk. You heard him, Jasmine, on the trailer. He talks in a completely normal.
Yeah. But I mean, like in Harry Potter.
Yeah, he talks in an accent.
He talks in a British accent.
Shall we pull up?
Sorry, that was a very bad accent.
Let's go to YouTube and see if they have anything of his real accent. You know, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So while I'm looking that up,
but
on
also
YouTube, yeah.
But I'd like to also. Oh dear, what was I gonna say? That's great. Anyway,
here we go. Let's try this.
Cedric Diggory. We're on it right now.
Some weird language.
it's great being in Japan, and I hope you guys all enjoy the film.
Mr. Robert?
I sort of related to it. Cedric is, he seems to be quite good with the ladies, I guess. Like, Cho's the sort of prettiest girl.
Okay, let's close that. So
okay,
that was
so
Cedric.
You heard
if,
that.
If you heard it.
If it did come out, we'll re-record later. Anyway,
that was an interview with Robert Pattinson in Japan.
So that's why we couldn't understand anything but what he was saying.
So,
but yeah, he does a great job of covering up his accent. So if you're listening to this, we compliment you.
Cedric Diggory, in my opinion, is not good with the ladies. I mean, he's okay with Cho because she like ends up like having a heartbreak.
No, all the girls are like, oh my god, Cedric.
But I mean, like after he dies, everyone's just like, oh,
what are you doing?
He's dead.
I'm gonna see how he's. We're gonna listen to a comparison of how he sounds.
Edward Didida Cullen.
I can't type right now when I'm trying to talk too. Okay. So Robert let's just Pattinson. See. No, Twilight trailer. Let's try that. Just explain what we're doing right now. We are pulling up the Twilight trailer to show you the comparison of how he's covering up his accent.
Accent.
Okay, let's hope it doesn't be annoying and buffer. Okay, there we go.
Stop, Jasmine. Okay, it's loading.
Volume.
Shall I just forward?
No.
Twilight trailer. Just so you know, right now, nothing will be the same. That's what it just said. Oh my gosh. Bella.
The car!
Oh, Edward saves Bella. Oh,
the thing
my
is, like,
God.
Right after he saves Bella, he jumps over a car, and you're just like, that's covering it up.
Yep. Summit Entertainment.
Possibly fast and strong.
Strong.
You gotta give me some answers.
I'd rather hear your theories.
Edward's
climbing a tree. Spider monkey.
Kryptonite.
That's from Ben 10.
Stuff, right? What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
That's kind of sexy.
You know what you are? Your skin is hell white.
He just bounced an apple off his foot.
Then he did like the whole Twilight cover thing.
Say it.
Vampire. Are you afraid? No.
I think you should have made that a little more dramatic. Like
this
vampire. Not vampire.
This kind of stuff just doesn't exist.
Doesn't
matter.
Not real. Not real. We watched
it. Let me try one thing.
Oh, so this is
they're making out!
This is cheating.
God.
Let me just try. I don't know. This is where it gets a little cheesy.
Hey, it's Charlie with a mustache. Oh my gosh, she doesn't have a mustache. James!
We're different from others of our time. You brought a snack.
Oh my gosh.
I love that line.
You brought a snack. It's never gonna stop.
I'd rather die.
That's Barney,
the worldwide bestseller.
No, the guy who plays Bourne, I compliment him. He looks cool.
It's not a Victorian for him.
I haven't seen Victorian. Like,
forever begins now!
We're not stronger. I'm strong enough to kill you.
What the heck?
He just, like, tackled James. Whoa! Twilight!
Twilight.
Now I have to say 11, it looks 21, good.
08.
But it looks a little cheesy. Like, sometimes. Do you know how long I've waited for you?
I know. That's romantic. I think no. That's kind of like.
No, but Jasmine does the best imitation of the actress. Jasmine, go.
Kristen what? Stewart, who plays Bella.
You're awesome,
Jasmine
by the way.
Jasmine does a good imitation, okay. Even though she just saw the trailer, like, 5 minutes
before we do this, Kristen Stewart, we love you, and your movie Catch That Kid was amazing. Okay, go.
Wait, so what do I say?
Just you're whatever.
Not, just what Bella said. You know, you're doing it
before. You're extremely fast. And.
Strong.
And impossibly strong. Vampire.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh my gosh, she sounds so much like Kristen Stewart.
I don't think so. I mean, I've heard myself talk before, and I don't think.
We all sound different.
To each, like, you hear you, but then we hear you a different way. But
it's like I'm a squeaky voice freak in my ears.
Have a no, but voice you aren't in real life, so there we go.
Exactly.
I just like to bring something up in the Twilight trailer. So Edward does this thing and he bounces the apple off his foot and holds it like on the Twilight cover. I thought that was pretty cool.
Someone could just do that with like a tennis ball though.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of impossible because they don't have like the
bounce. But he's a vampire.
So he
but
can do anything.
The thing about this movie that is kind of bugging me, besides this, okay, is that they aren't doing a very good job of covering up that they aren't, that they're different. Like, after he saves Bella...
It seems that way in the trailer.
No,
but
like...
We don't know about the movie.
No, but after he saves Bella, he's just like, okay, now I'm gonna jump over this car now.
Hey, let's add some music just for fun.
No, come on, Divi, no!
Fine,
stop it.
No music. Okay. We'll edit it.
Okay, thank you. Now after, and then like, he bounces an apple off his foot, and then it lands in his hands. Seriously, who can normally do that?
Oh, I'd like
really
to
skilled people.
Well, yeah, but... I think it's bringing too much attention to their different. I know they're trying to look cool and trying to impress Bella and whatever, but still.
I'd also like to bring something else.
That's how we're trying to look.
Hey, I should do the Jamie voice.
No. It has nothing to do with Twilight.
Oh, fine. I'll do it episode 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I love Jamie Lawrence. He's so cool.
Who's Jamie Lawrence?
He's a MuggleCaster, which we weren't supposed to talk about, do ya?
Fine. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, let's just... I'd like to bring something up. Mm-hmm. So, when James is like, you brought a snack. And then Esme does a thing where she like pulls Bella's back and it like brings out her motherly instinct.
Yeah, that was
Who's
cool.
Who's Esme?
Her, like, Edward's mom.
Adoptive mom?
I use the air quotes, people, just so you know.
So, like, she's his human mom?
No. She's, like, the vampire mom that adopted him, kind of.
Well,
if she
adopted him, then why
Read
is
the
he
books,
vampire?
Jasmine.
No, okay, no, let's see, okay. Carlisle, the dad, created Edward. Like, he didn't, like, father Edward. He made Edward a vampire.
And then
and then Carlisle... Did he bite her?
Yeah, and then...
But Esme... Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she became his wife. So she's, like, Edward's mom, but not really, because Edward's, like, older than her in vampire sense.
Yeah.
But then she lived a longer life before she was a vampire. It's...
Okay. Yeah.
Complicated.
Okay,
but what I thought was a little... I don't know. They were all in these baseball uniforms, and you're just like... Okay, then.
I know. I saw both of her and Bella in, like, baseball caps. So I'm just like, why are they in baseball caps?
Because they were playing...
I know, they were playing baseball.
In a forest, like...
Yeah, I know, but, like, I don't think they would dress up in the whole gear.
Yeah, if you've read the books...
...difficulties, but like I was saying, I don't think they would, like, dress up in the baseball gear. They just, get a bat and a ball. So I think it was just purely for the movie, but I think it was also... Like, I thought the baseball hat made Bella look vulnerable for some reason. I don't know why, it just did.
It made her and the Esme girl look like they had really big heads.
I wish we'd seen more of Rosalie, Emmett, Alice, and Jasper. Did we even see anything?
No, we didn't.
Didn't we see them walking through?
Like, we saw the baseball.
No, that
was. Them in the baseball.
Yeah, so but, like, it was really hard to tell because it was so fast.
Yeah, so I wish we'd seen more of them just because.
In the Twilight Trail, you want to know what they look like.
Because I love Emmett.
And every, like, probably diehard Twilight fan has gone online and, like, looked at the pictures and critiqued them. But for the people who haven't seen Twilight or Jasmine, like, they don't even know those people.
Who the people are.
Yeah, who they are. So then when you get the movie, what the heck? Who were those people? They weren't in the trailer. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know.
Complicated.
Yeah, I think they should have included them more in the trailer, but trailer's pretty good, I'd have to admit.
I liked how they included more actions, because in the first teaser trailer, it was basically romance. It's just, ooh, I love you, Bella. I love you, Edward.
But I think it's still kind of like that. It's still, well, because it is about, like, it's about their love.
You see a bit, you see the romance, but you also see the action, which combines into an awesome trailer.
Yeah.
I think the music was very kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it was like
very typical music.
You're just like, okay, no, that was just, I don't know.
I wish they'd done Bella's Lullaby.
Yeah, Bella's Lullaby, but it was just like some... Like, I watched this Warner Brothers movie, or, no, it wasn't, I don't even know what company it was, and it was, like, for this, like, spiritual movie about wolves and stuff, Balto 2, Wolf Quest, and it used that music. So, I think that music's supposed to be, like, it's, like, a spiritual, mysterious type thing, I guess.
Mystical.
Yeah, mystical.
Magical creatures.
But this, like, the first trailer, it was all lovey-dovey, but then this final trailer... Like, if you're a fan of action, but you also like the Twilight, it will give you some action in it.
I more like the romance.
Yeah, well, like...
But I thought it included
us, like, us romance. Harry Potter fans, I'd say we're pretty... We like action. Yeah. I would say that.
I'm a Harry Potter fan, but I like romance.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying,
that's
like, we would want to see...
those romance novels. Just, like, read a book about, like... It was, like, that one you're reading now, and you showed me the book.
It was reincarnation. It was about these people, and they loved each other so much, they reincarnated again and again to love each other.
They keep falling in love. Oh, my gosh.
It was really, really nice, because they kept dying, and then they didn't get to know each other.
No, but the thing is that, like, Harry Potter fans, I'd say we're a fan of action, so... We want, if we go see a movie, like, we'll be like, well, we kind of want some action in here, not just, oh my god, Edward, I love you, oh my god,
Dark
Bella.
Knight was so awesome, plenty of action.
I didn't
it was
see it.
So cool.
I would have freaked out.
I
oh my
see
gosh,
it.
You guys haven't seen
I
it. It was freaking
it.
Awesome.
I have a low tolerance for horror
movies.
I want
to go see it.
It wasn't horror, it was action.
Well, I don't, I
awesome.
Have a low tolerance. You know, I heard about that pencil scene, and I couldn't sleep for 3 days.
What pencil scene?
The pencil scene where you're like, let me make this pencil disappear. BAM! Oh my god, it's disappeared.
What happened?
It was in the sky set. It was like, he put a pencil on
the
table.
Joker was such a good actor.
Yeah,
never
I agree with that, but he,
it was them.
Okay,
what happened?
The guy that died.
Yeah, he put the pencil on the table, and he's like, I'm going
to
make this
and
pencil disappear.
And we'd also like
to
bring up something.
And then he grabbed this guy's head and shoved it on the pencil.
So, Gary Oldman. He played Sirius Black.
He was also in
The Dark
cool.
Knight as the police inspector.
Guys, isn't this about Twilight?
Yeah, but it's also about Harry Potter.
Okay,
I mean, seriously.
Okay. So she's going to talk about Sirius. Sirius Black.
Okay.
Ba-bam.
So, I'd just like to say, Gary Oldman is an amazing actor. I don't know if he's British or not. We should probably look that up. But we don't
not
want to right now. But he played Gary Oldman in The Dark Knight. And you can even, like, tell the... You can even see, like, the similarities between Sirius and the police inspector guy.
You could or you couldn't?
You couldn't. And
well, then how did you know?
But I don't know credits.
Oh, right.
But he's an amazing actor.
So if you're listening, we love you. Or
okay.
Divya's, like, obsessed. Anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm
no, right? She's
obsessed
with James and Oliver Phelps. I forgot.
Yes, and Emmett.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Anyway, but you said you can tell the similarities. That's called movie magic.
They probably just put a whole bunch of cover up on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back
Jasmine,
to Twilight.
I would actually like to hear your thoughts just as a whole, just reviewing the trailer, what you thought.
I thought it was actually a pretty good trailer. The beginning, they should have added a little bit more onto that, not just show it like then when it opens up to the school and then Bella's just there and then he saves her from the car. It doesn't really explain stuff. So I'll be like, oh, who saved her from a car? Maybe it's like where he saves her the whole entire movie. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'd like, what did you think
you
the movie
like?
Was about? Like as a, from the trailer?
Well, I thought it was just about like, it's about Edward trying to save Bella from the evil guy, which I don't know his name, but he has the long
James.
Hair. James, thank you. And I thought it was based about him and Edward trying to save Bella, but he really loves her. But then James is trying to eat her, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to interrupt I thought that they got James pretty well. I liked the guy that plays James. So if you're listening, you're awesome.
You like said that about almost all the actors.
Okay, if you're in a Harry Potter Twilight movie, you're awesome. There, yeah. We just covered it all.
Everyone covered it all.
You know that guy in the fifth movie of Harry Potter? Mm-hmm. It's Nigel. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't. I think it's like a takeoff of Colin Creevy.
I thought it was Nigel.
Yeah, I thought it was like one of them.
I thought Nigel. You were awesome.
Yeah. Okay, and you know, if you were on crew, if you were like, I don't know, if you even delivered sandwiches to the set, you are awesome.
The trash or cleaned their feet.
You're awesome.
We'd also like to thank J.K. Rowling and Stephanie Meyer.
For writing the books.
Yeah, without you guys, we wouldn't have this podcast.
Exactly.
We would not have a life, because Harry Potter and a small percentage of Twilight, at least for
me, is my life.
You guys are awesome.
You touched my heart
I hate to say, but if it weren't for them, we would probably have more of a life instead of sitting here in a library podcasting. But whatever.
We love the library.
I'm living happily.
We're good. We have to wrap up this podcast.
We have a few more minutes, so
we have to wrap it up. It's seriously a mini-cast.
Yeah, but I just want to get Jasmine's thoughts again.
Okay.
Please. Okay, Jasmine, I just want you to go quickly, say what you liked and what you didn't like.
I really liked how they showed the relationship. Like, not just that Bella and him hate each other, but they liked each other. But at the beginning, she was really, like, freaked out. And she was like, oh my gosh. I thought you were really a superhero, but then I thought you were that. But I think they should have said, I don't think she should have, like, referred to kryptonite and spider powers, even though that's kind of cheesy and awesome. And what else? Oh, I think they should have explained the fighting, like Divya said a while back, because beginners like me don't really know who the people are. I don't know who the guy with the red hair is, or the other people that were coming out of the fog, besides Bella and Edward. And they got the red hair.
It was a girl.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, the guy with the red hair and ponytail, big muscular, one trying to kill Bella.
His hair was blonde.
No, I thought it was red.
It was blonde.
Well, then it was blonde. The red hair
was a girl.
Okay. Now, let's get what Divya liked and disliked, and then we have to go because I have a math test.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh, we're in the same class. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, I hated the little subtitle-y thingy-majigs. It was like,
now,
nothing
forever.
Will be the same.
Forever.
Yes, now. That was horrible.
That was cheesy. Yeah. Very cheesy.
That was crap.
But I have to admit, I like how they showed the vampires. I think the actors that they cast are pretty good. And they kind of are... Kristen Stewart is kind of what I imagined Bella to be like. So, of course, I just think that they should have made it a little less cheesy with, like, the stereotypical music and all that.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, sure.
Actor people or trailer people who are coming up with all these trailers, I've seen, like last time to the movies, I've seen, like, almost five of the trailers that I saw were almost exactly like that one. So I think you should take,
like
refreshing. Refresh your trailers because they're seeming really dull to us.
Well, I'd like to say that Emmett Cullen, a.k.a. Kellen Lutz, is freaking awesome.
Yeah, and if you're listening, Divya's phone number is...
Hey, calling, Vanessa.
Okay, now, what I liked about the trailer, I did like all the action scenes. It looks cool. I think they portrayed the strongness of the vampires very well. What I didn't like is like all the cheesy lines, like, let me just try something. And then, which sounds really like awkward if you think about it. And then he's just like... Do you know how long I've waited for you?
That can be perceived in different ways.
And you're just like, okay, I guess it makes, like, the whole sense. Love thing. But it's still just...
I liked it.
I don't know. It bugged me just a little bit with the cheesiness.
And we have to wrap it up. And, you know, these things are just, like, 10 minutes shorter than regular episodes.
Well...
Oh, well,
actually,
it was a brain shot,
to tell you about the start of this mini-cast, we were walking down the library, and Divya was just like, we have to do this. I'm like, can we mini-cast, please, 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 please? So she finally said yes. So that's basically why.
We were just gonna edit stuff, but we decided to do this.
Go right ahead.
You, the fans. We love you guys. Even though we don't have any answers yet, since we still haven't figured out how to post online, we will figure.
Listen to the other ones, Jasmine.
It's
funny.
People.
Okay, anyway.
We've got to wrap this up. There will be some cool music at the end. But anyway, I'm Divya. Wait, I didn't like how I said my name. I'm Divya.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm the super duper Vanessa. We'll see you guys.
Woo!
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Woo!
Bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
We love you guys.
Boom, boom, boom.
And it's awesome. Boom, boom, boom. Go. So that was Seriously Mini, our first ever mini podcast, even though it's like, 10 minutes shorter? I don't know. But anyway, I don't remember if we put the contact info or not, and I'm too lazy to go back and check. But our new website is seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. Again, it's seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. This is Divya, and we hope you enjoyed the show.